I'm good.
I don't
Okay.
seem to
We will
have.
move on then. I'll here, I'd like to welcome Richard back.
Welcome back, Richard.
So he's
Hi.
back
Welcome.
here.
Well, I got a few things later I want to talk about, just a couple little.
Yep, and we will clear them up and we will move forward. And like I said, I know you just came in this morning.
Yep.
And if there's anything you need to catch up on or have questions about, tomorrow I will be here till about 11 or 10:30 tomorrow. So I will come in on Fridays. And if not, we can catch up next week, but I will answer any questions you have from your mailbox, from, you know, your nice vacation. I'm sure you had a good time down there. So welcome back. We will move on our agenda.
Gary, is this supposed to be George here?
Yes, George missed a couple.
Yep.
And Kelly didn't have a chance. George, do you want, you had a couple that we missed in that pile.
Yep.
And he'll get them. He was here the other day.
Okay.
Off to the side there.
And yeah. And George will hit them up. So we have the minutes to approve from 2/16/2023, our regular meeting, as well as 2/23 from our special meeting / workshop. Anybody have any questions on either of those minutes? Seeing none, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve those minutes, please?
I move.
That was motion by Robin, second by Doug Houghton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Motions carry. The minutes are approved. Department reports. The assessor is here in our audience today. Welcome, Denise.
Hello.
Would you like to speak at this time?
No.
Well, you had asked me a while back to get a quote for a revaluation, and we did get a quote. I sent it on to Jim. It was a little more than we had expected, or a lot more than we had expected. We have a couple of issues. One is the market still hasn't leveled off. Still selling higher than what they were last year. They're still going up. So, you know, do we want to start something now or do we want to wait a little while? Our equalization rate is dropping, but it's not dropping as bad as some other towns in the county. We can get a better deal on a revale if we can piggyback with another town. So if we can get another town or two towns to go in together to do a rebuild, we can get it at a decent price. Now, I happened to meet with GAR today. I had to meet with them on something else. And I said, what if we made a deal where we did some of the work? And she said, well, then we could give you a better deal. I am retiring from my full-time job in August, so I would be available to do more of the revale work if we didn't start anything until next year. So if we could get it by, you know, if my suggestion is we wait till next year anyway, see what's going on with the market, see if we can get it to settle down a little bit. And then we could get by a little bit cheaper if I did some of the work along with Rita. And maybe we can check with somebody else too, another firm.
Right. The just so everybody's aware, the estimate we received was $100,000. And that was over 2 years. So we would be able to pay them half in the first year and half in the second year. By backing with another town, it would save us approximately $10,000 for each town. Not a lot. Going alone, it would be 110. Quite high, but they were very extensive in nature. And when I spoke with Denise, we decided it really wasn't necessary. And I'm going by her expertise in the field. And so just to be aware that if it is going to happen next year, we put out bids, we can then budget for that amount or a amount, whichever, you know, if we want to search for bids in the fall. to start in the spring, correct, of
right.
2024.
Four. Right. Yeah, I would suggest you put some money aside. And then we can put it up, put out an RFP, which is a, you know what that is.
Yep.
So we can get, there's a few companies that are going to bid on it that I would really advise you not to take, but we can get across that road when we get to it. What's your feeling?
I believe in listening to the experts.
That's what I said.
Well, I've been doing assessing and revaling for 34 years. So
the question is, Jim, is when was the last time you had it done? It was what, 10 years ago?
It was longer than that.
Might be longer than that, but we're at what, 87% now? If I can.
We're at 87, dropping to 82, I think.
Right, which I haven't had the 82 yet because that would be in.
No, you don't get it if it's not final yet.
Right. So yeah. As it continues to drop, then we really got to start looking at. Like I said, it's taken years, 10 years from 100% probably right. When it was last done down to 82. And it explained to them what a reevaluation technically does.
So an equalization rate is only comes into effect when you're doing county tax and school tax. It doesn't matter for the town because you've got one budget, you're dividing against the taxable value. That's it. But when you've got school, that you have more than one town in a school district, they use the equalization rate to bring your town up to full value. Okay, so when your equalization rate drops, it's okay as long as everybody else in the school district drops because you're all going to go up the same amount. So the division is going to be the same. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
well, when we had it done before, John, it was down to 67%.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Which is extremely low, correct?
Yeah.
It is, but it only...
It depends on where everybody else is around you. It
depends on where everybody else around you is.
If everybody else was at 64% right. or whatever, it's still okay. We just don't want to go to 100 and then we do it 1 year and nobody does it for another five. That would really hurt us, correct?
Right.
That is correct. Right. So it's kind of a wait and see game. You don't want, like the town of Albion did their reval 2 years ago.
Three.
Is it three?
But they're down to 86%.
Yeah.
Already.
Right. Yeah.
In so, 3 years. So.
So they're at 86. We're at 80. Well, we're going to be at 82. And Amboy is got to be about in the same area. And we have a little bit of West Monroe, a little bit of Richland in the APW school district. So we're okay just staying where we are. It's not going to hurt us one bit to just stay where we are for another year and see what happens.
Which I think we ought to do, wait another year. As long as everybody else is in the same.
Wait for the boat to settle down.
He just said if Albion has dropped to 86, that means they're going to pick up a bigger shift because they just dropped. They were in the 90s.
Yeah, I just heard them the other day. It was 86%.
Okay.
And the reval was done in 2001, so that's 3 years.
That's a huge drop.
Yeah.
For 3 years.
Could you walk me through the Cliff Notes version of what that means? So we were reevaluated, everybody was brought back to 100. And how is it that you dropped to 82 or 86?
Okay, the reason that you drop is because the state measures your sale prices, your sale ratio compared to your assessment ratio. So if you've got a $100,000 house and it sells for $120,000, there's a 20% difference.
And so that's the 80% number.
Right. So, and it's over and over and over again. They take all the sales in the town, compare it to the assessment, and they say, okay, you're only assessing at this percent of value.
Gotcha.
And to be honest, at 82, it's a gift because we're not, we're not assessing at 80% of value.
Well, in Albion, Jim, I know what she just mentioned here. We had some homes that were listed, and they were hollering about the tax assessor. So, but $85,000 house is just over $220,000. So that's what kicks the hell out of your rate, any way you look at it. That's right. Why they're down to 86%.
Yeah, if you did the reval now, with the prices up that high, people would be getting
it stuck. And it will continue until it drops, levels off, correct?
Well, I know three people that have bought houses and bought and sold them in the last year, and their houses, they just for a fictitious number, they put it on the market for $140,000. They got $220,000 out of it.
Right.
The houses have just went crazy out of them.
If part of the problem is there's not enough on the market. Yeah. It's a very limited market. And people want to move here.
And this chip this Emeron chip plant didn't help us a whole lot either.
But now you got to wait and see what the banks are doing, because that's going to change interest rates on housing mortgages and stuff, which could cool the market
It hasn't a lot so far, and interest rates have gone up. I mean, two years ago when it was 3%, people were paying stupid money for crap. Now they're still paying stupid money, but not so much for crap.
Right.
Any other questions for Denise? We'll just wait. I mean, nobody brought up a motion to have one done anyways. It's more informative than anything else.
Good information.
And as it comes in and Denise alerts me, I will alert you guys, and we will take a look at them and put out bids.
And just an FYI, we had 30 new applications for low-income seniors
approved through you. So you may have had
no. We had 30 new applications.
Okay. how many of those did you approve with their
25?
Oh, so not bad then.
No.
So with that new law that we passed to give them a discount. 20, 30 came in, but 25 actually qualified.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good for the.
Yeah.
It was, and some of them didn't qualify for town. They only qualified for county, but it was good.
It's still a break for our town residents.
Yes.
Because the county scale is higher than our scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, Jim, this is not my town, but I'd like to ask her a question because she's so good at this. This particular property that I told you about went up to 200,000. The guy bought it. But the tax assessor is not assessing him now for $200,000. He's still got it on the lower rate. Should he assess him for what he paid for it? Is it worth that? Or how do you do that?
Okay, there's a law in the books that's called Welcome Stranger. You cannot just change an assessment because that's what it sold for. But you can look at the MLS, which is the multiple listing, and see what may have changed with that property to warrant that price. So whenever a sale comes through, first thing I do is go on MLS and see, okay, what was there? They got a finished basement. They put an addition on the back. They, they did all this stuff. The brand new kitchen, they've got $30,000 in a new kitchen. Then you can change the assessment to reflect what's there now.
What's there?
But you can't just change an assessment because that's what it sold for.
All right. The other thing that was brought up the other night, I just want you guys to know what we talked about was, if you put your price up, your price is assessed for $150,000, you put it on the market for $225,000, he's trying to tell the board he can go assess for that $225,000. You can't.
No,
I didn't think so.
That's called welcome
for 10 minutes the other night.
It's called Welcome Stranger, and it's against the law.
I'll relay that back to him.
But if in the listing it shows a change in physical attributes of that property, then yes, you can change it.
All right. Yep. Very informative. Any other questions for Denise?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very You're much.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next week.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to the code enforcement report. He is not here this evening, but I will read it to you. During the month of February, I've completed the 1203 state report for the town and the village. I've been in contact with both the DEC and the health department regarding 3028 West Main Street about their inspections. Health department letter provided. The owners are trying to evict the tenants. I also had attended my 24-hour in service training during the month of February. I've had several office meetings with residents and contractors throughout the month. I've been busy with permits and inspections all month. I also have been busy closing out prior year permits. The building permits were 7, fire inspections 7, permit expired letters 5, closed permits 16, 3 violations, 3 complaints, 1 structure fire. Revenues for the month of February, $2,966. Any questions on the code enforcement officer report? Okay, pretty simple. We'll move on to the dog control officer. Steve?
Call on Railroad Street where it turned out to be a neighbor feud, not really a dog involvement, but they were going to get a lawyer and file a suit against the town because I answered the dog complaint call over there. But we got that worked out by me. Through the telephone, we got that. The other thing is our veterinarian service, we were at North Country Vets. We switched that now. All the other three towns that I work with, too, besides this one, is we're all in Central Square Highland Animal Hospital now. The towns are set up there. They're just going to build it down when we have something there. And you automatically get a 10% discount for being established.
I spoke with Stacy, I believe, last Tracy, week. Yeah. Yes.
Tracy,
correct.
Went very well so far with what we got, different things. And she said, if anybody in the town here that wants to switch veterinarians or whatever to get a hold of her, and she will set up an account and maybe they qualify for the discount. So that's all I basically have. It's been the deal today was actually through going through Ags and Markets and everybody else and trying to figure out whose responsibility it is. People were evicted out of a house today. They were thrown out. They weren't evicted. They had to leave today. They couldn't stay any longer. And the guy went down the road with a grocery cart full of clothes and the dog on a leash and left the other dog there. But I convinced the people they wouldn't be arrested for dog abandonment if they left that dog on the property and went away. Then I would have to take over, do it, and the deputy who was there agreed with me, so they put the dog in the car, left of that, to go down to Herkimer County. So it's out of our hands, out of our hair. So balled up mess when you get into that. My board called me, wanted me there on the team because the two dogs were vicious. Supposedly they were pit bulls, but I don't think they were pit vicious. I put them both toxic with my own stuff. But again, that was not my job. I didn't charge any money coming over here today or anything for that. I just went and tried to work it out so we didn't get in trouble.
Any questions for Steve?
Oh.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Steve.
All right, I'll get out of here.
I'm sure I'll talk to you probably next week, huh?
I'll have to call you bedtime.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's have the fire company report, please. Chief?
Quick announcement. They start the New York State burn ban effective March 16th, 2023 through May 14th. So, no burning.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Robin, can we post that on our Facebook page?
We can.
I'm sure there's a...
Occasionally, we share that you might be on the village.
Yep, and I can always steal it from there, but I have to make a note of it.
Yep. If you could do that, that would be awesome. Okay, continue, please, Chief. Sorry.
Three structures, 27 EMS, one motor vehicle accident, one hazardous condition, one good intent, 5 cancel in a row. Total cost for month is 31, company hours 16 hours 44 minutes, man hours 75.50. Mileage 176. Mutual aid required, twice standby, twice to the scene. Mutual aid given, zero standby, 7 times to the scene. Total mutual aid calls is 7. Company hours 10 hours 16 minutes. Man hours 108 hours 24 minutes. Mileage is 73. Hastings once, Constantia once, Mexico twice, and Elkmar 3 times. Total calls for the month is 38. Company hours 27 hours, man hours 184.14, mileage 249. Training hours for the month is 6 hours, man hours is 130 hours, mileage is 5. And a little information, you see I just had 38 calls for all of last month. As of today, we are 30 calls for this month. And we're only 16 days in. We're at 111 for the year. We're 17 calls ahead of last year. And in 2021 was our year of our most calls at 438. We're 15 calls ahead of that. So just go show the fire company's been extremely busy this year and this month alone. And that can slow down at any moment.
Thanks.
Any questions for the chief? All right, thank you, Chief. We will now move on to the highway. Go ahead, George.
Well, we've been obviously busy plowing snow, not that it's a lot of snow, but a lot of events, a lot of snow. The guys are going tomorrow to look at the new plow truck for the adjustments, if there are any. I meant to get with you, Gary, but it was a last-minute thing that they told me.
Yep.
The pickup truck / small dump truck, I am struggling terrible on that. I called the outfit that Gary told me, Basil out of Buffalo. They thought they had one for me. By the time they got back to me, it had been sold by another salesman, the only one they had. They are working on getting us another one. They did have one with a big diesel motor in it, which was way out of our price. And they are priced crazy. No one is doing the state bid anymore. They did the same thing. They'll knock $1,000 off. And the reason once again, we've spoke to this in the past, what they told me, they have a construction company that buys 15 to 20 trucks from them every year. They're only allowing them to have two trucks this year because they cannot get these trucks. And like Gary's very familiar with that, I'm sure. Yeah. The state's struggling. Everybody's struggling. We just can't get the stuff. They can't, right. So we can't. And that's why they don't want to discount anything. They want, like I said, I spoke a bit before, they want to keep their doors open. They want to sell that 20 trucks is what they're used to. They're budgeted, on some, that profit, and they can't get the truck to do that. So they're struggling like everyone else. This isn't the world it was 5 years ago.
At all.
Everything has changed tremendously.
Did Garbage Village still had that one you said for
gone.
71?
Yep, gone? That was gone by the time I got back to them. Was gone that same day. Like I said, the construction companies in the towns are just grabbing them as, if they happen to be, say, budgeted a little better than we are, they just will take it,
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. But Basil Ford is working with me, and they said they will have us one and get a hold of it as quick as, That's where we're at with that. We've been out doing a little trimming, the trees that are all bent over from the heavy snow, and fixing potholes somewhat. Just the worst of them is, like I spoke earlier, the roads are moving up and down terribly.
Or his road.
They're all that way. I know, Robin, I know. But, that's what everybody tells me. Do my road. And I understand. And we've got a couple of dead-end roads. One of them's a dead-end, one's a seasonal. The blacktop has come up in strips as big as this room because of this frost. It starts out as a small pothole. You go up and patch it. The next time the plow catches it, boom, you peel. It's just, as I spoke, they can call it global warming. They can call it whatever they want to call it, but it's due to the frost going in and out of these roads like it never has in the past. That being said, may not be the same board 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever. It's something they need to think about. The roads, and I'm sure the state has already addressed it. Gary probably knows a little more about that. Everybody's in trouble with this, and it's going to get worse.
The price is better. Price of asphalt too.
The price of asphalt is out of this world. I'm working on my 284 agreement, and then they keep telling me, "Can you wait a little longer? We want to see what this asphalt's going to do. They don't want to even give you a number. They said if we give you a number, it's good for 3 days. It's the world we're in today. The world we're in today, for a lack of a better phrase.
All right. Any questions for George? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
We will move on to the tax collector, please, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since I can't reach the other side of the table, can you
pass
these two to Gary and Doug?
I can't.
Sir.
Okay. Tax collection season is winding down. That doesn't mean my office is winding down, but the tax collection season is winding down. So as of close of business tonight, which is why this 316 on the top of your corner there, we had collected Well, the original warrant didn't change, no adjustments to it, so we're still at the 2,637,1223. Okay, so we've had people make first installments. Some people have made their second installments. That number totals up at $31,138.32. We've had, as you can see, $2,274,439.01 worth of full payments. Penalties is $660,064. And since it is now after the 13th of March, late notice fees went out the door, and we've had at $2 a piece. So we've had $18 worth of those come in the door. So therefore, total collections, $2,306,259.97 with outstanding taxes of $325,134.90. Yeah, we're still going to get some more in before the end of the month, I hope, which would be great. Because on April 7th or 6th, one of those days, I have to reconcile with county. And once I do that, my records are done. I've turned everything over to county. Anything left in my account will then be given to the town, which will probably most likely be the result of the penalties and interest on the checking account that I have for this purposes. So one other thing, back to collections. That figure there for collections, according to the report I printed out tonight, covers 1,240 properties, not tax bills, properties. I don't know, one report shows it, it tells you all those properties, I don't know why. But anyway, that 1,240 properties breaks down into 1,018 in the town, 222 in the village.
How many properties total are there in the town of Parrish?
In the town, I would have to look on the tax roll.
I mean, do you have a ballpark? Ballpark.
I think I have to look. I got so many numbers in my head, it's not funny. But if you, I can always go look for it, and I'll come back to you and let you know in a couple minutes.
Okay, not a problem.
Let's have to find
it. No problem.
Go look on the tax roll. I know we did lose one property from last year, so we only went down by one. But why did the tax bill count? Just to differentiate, I couldn't tell you that part right now. But I can find the answer on the properties in the town. Total. Do you mean inclusive of the village?
No, yeah. I mean, the town everything and the village.
Grand, big grand total.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Okay. I'll let you know in a couple minutes. Let's see. And just as a reminder that, yes, my deputy is also the town clerk. However, that being said, I have told her, and she does it very well, she concentrates on her stuff during the day. But if somebody comes to the window as a customer, she services whoever comes to the window, be it for a dog license or whatever. If it's a tax bill payment, she takes it, puts it aside. I deal with it when I come in for the data entry portion and the deposit slips, and then I take it to the bank the next day. So she, anytime, anything that she's working on for deputy tax collector is after her normal town clerk hours. Okay. I throw it out there for clarification purposes.
Thanks.
Does anybody have any questions for me?
I've got just a crazy off the wall question about it. When these properties go up for tax sale,
mm-hmm.
does the town lose money on that, or does the county cover that?
I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is, okay.
I was just curious.
Hang on. I'm going to step out of tax collector for me because I'm also the village treasurer, so I can answer probably better from that side.
Okay.
If there is a property parcel or parcels in the village that wind up on the tax sale list and county takes a hold of them, I get a transfer document from county with a listing of all the town. Actually, it's an entire PDF listing of every property that's sold within or that county has taken control of in the entire county. But then I have to go through and find village and or town. Since I'm the treasurer, I'm looking at the village part. So I don't know if there's a loss of revenue or not.
I was just curious because a lot of times they sell for less than what tax was
going on. But that's based on somebody bidding on it with county guidelines.
And I didn't know.
Here's another question for you, Kevin, as well. We are paid whole.
By the county. Yes.
So the county's the one that.
So the county would reap any benefits or losses, correct? So if they sell a property, we don't even get anything from them for that. So it really doesn't affect our taxes. Because we are paid, our budget is $3 million. We would be paid $3 million before even pays the county.
10% of the
money. So if they only get 10, the county would lose, correct?
But going along with that thought, if Okay, I'm assuming the county. Okay, my part of the warrant has been satisfied with the town. I still have to satisfy county. Part of that satisfaction process is me turning over to county a list of both partial unpaids and fully unpaid. So that's going to be an amount. I turn that over to county. County will then, if they do like to do it to the village, county will somehow reimburse. Forward that money back to the towns, making the town whole, and then it's on county because I believe county waits 2 years before they snap the property. It used to be three.
I just found that out. Just found out that this week. It used to be 4 years. Now it's two.
It's down to two.
Down to two. Yeah, I just found out that just last week.
So yes, county does make the village. The village. Now they do it to the village too.
Next year, I think they're going to want their money ahead of time, but I'm not sure.
but county does make the municipality whole. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Before I start.
Well, I knew I found out about that 2 years thing, and brought that up to mind.
So I said Kevin continues, just starting this year, he opened up a checking account, according to the laws. And he pays us on a regular basis, whereas before he would just transfer, just for instance, the $3 million over. Now we're getting them in installments as the money comes in. Once we hit that number, and it could be in 2 weeks, if everybody stormed him, he would pay us in those 2 weeks, and we would have that money. Either way, we would always get that money first, and after that, now he's technically collecting for the county that goes to them.
Right.
Once we're done, and we've been done now for what, 3 or 4 weeks?
I think I satisfied you guys in full somewhere around mid-February.
Right. So we were done and paid in full according to our tax warrant.
When I used to do it for electronic. Okay.
Right. No, I was just curious. I heard you went to the 2 year thing and that made you think about it.
Yep. So that's what we've done, and it's looking better.
Out of here.
Thank you.
Hey, George, you still have two things to sign right here.
Yes, that's right.
So how long is it going to take? Once I reconcile with county, how long is it going to take the county to give you that amount? I couldn't.
Yeah, hey, folded them. Right.
And I don't even, I'd have to look and see when it came in last year. Yeah. And it's not a ton. It's not. So we're already paid in whole. So any other questions for Kevin?
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, I'll get back to you
that
answer.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
No rush.
We will move on then to Tug Hill and Paul Baxter. 16.
Thank you. You have my report in front of you. The Tug Hill Commission webinar on knowledge transfer took place on Tuesday, February 28th, and links to the webinar slide deck, recording, and position knowledge inventory tool are available on the Tug Hill website as far as links I give you there for past trainings. The Commission has an issue paper out with an analysis of the 2020 U.S. Census results that are now available on the paper, and analyzing it is on the Tug Hill website, if you like, they could be there. The Northern Forest Center is offering grants of up to $2,500 to volunteer-led organizations working to increase local participation in outdoor recreation in Northern Forest communities. Now, I note that on that, the proposals are due by March 31st, and which means if you don't already have something in the pipeline, you're probably not going to make this year's submission. However, I wanted to mention it to you and give you some background information on it, which I'll give Jim, because first, you might want to circulate this information to community groups that you might know that might be able to take advantage of it. And second, now is the time to work on it for an application for next year. These things do have a lead time, and if it's something you're interested in doing, a lot of these grants do come about on an annual cycle, and now is a good time to think about whether it's something that might have potential for you.
To think about a park trail.
So, yeah, could be something like that. A park trail. I don't know a lot of the details on it, but there's the information that was on the website on that link that I provided you there. So, potentially worth exploring for future potential for you or for community groups.
Paul, may I interrupt you for a moment, please? Sure. The Tug Hill Commission has an issue paper out with analysis of the 2020 census.
Yes.
Can you give me a two-sentence synopsis of that?
I really can't. I haven't gone through it. We ran through it briefly when they rolled it out at our last staff meeting, but I haven't taken an in-depth look at it.
Okay.
But I'll probably have some more information for you on that specific to parish at next month's meeting.
All right, thank you.
Have a little time to work on that and probably have a paper copy of that report as well. It's not terribly long. Want to give you an update on wildlife management areas. And this is something that I emailed to Jim in advance of the meeting, and he emailed it to you as town board members. At the Salmon River Council of Governments meetings, we discussed a letter from Salmon Rivers and the member towns in support of a request to the state to consider reimbursement of municipalities for lands and state wildlife management areas, as is done in other locations in the state. You've got a bunch of wildlife management area land in Parrish that you're not getting any money in return where other communities do. So we've been working on this. I know you've expressed this as a priority for multiple years now. And I had for you a draft letter for you to support this effort should you wish to do so. Katie Malinowski, our executive director, has met with members of our state representatives representing the Tug Hill region. And one of the things that they mentioned, it would be probably useful and timely at this point to get a letter from the affected communities saying, how does this affect us? So Tug Hill put in the homework. They did an analysis of what the impacts would be. And they put together a draft letter for your consideration if you want to adopt it or adopt it as you might care to modify it. In support of your town getting reimbursement for wildlife management areas with an idea of what those impacts are. So this is provided to you as an example. You don't have to do anything. You can do this. You can do it with modifications. It's entirely up to you what you do on this, but I did want to bring that to your attention.
It's a nice letter.
It would be a useful thing to do if you chose to do it. It would move your stated priority along. So I would ask you to consider that. And I wanted to get it to you in advance of the meeting so it wouldn't be sprung fresh on you tonight's meeting. Because again, I'm not pressuring you to do anything on any particular time frame. That's not how Tug Hill works. We always try to get you the best possible information and let you make your best informed community decisions. So we wanted to get that in your hands in advance so that if you chose to act tonight, that would be great, but don't feel like you have to if you're not ready.
So. And it is on our agenda, and we will discuss it at that time.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I have on there is I've been keeping it on my agenda and on my radar about radar and, excuse me, about salmon and the Little Salmon River. And first is the supervisor was contacted by an individual with interest in a salmon restoration in the Little Salmon River. Jim gave me the information to follow up. I called it. I got a message that there's an automated message telling me that the phone number I'd called had calling restrictions which would not allow me to connect. So I have no idea what the deal is there, but that was a dead end. So if they haven't contacted you back, then...
They haven't contacted me back, but when they do, because once I gave you the message, I threw the little note away and said, yep, Paul's been contacted.
I wanted to let you know that I followed through on it, and it was a dead end at this point, but maybe he'll call back. And I don't have any information other than the number you gave me as a way to contact him. So, and the other thing I wanted to let you know is that I understand that a grant has been submitted by the County Soil and Water Conservation District, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and Trout Unlimited for a grant to fund engineering on the removal of three dams, which I believe includes the dams in Mexico. They've been talking to them. So if they could get some money to do an engineering study on that, then I'm sure that would probably bring it one step closer to it happening when they know what the actual impacts would be. So as I hear more on that, I will let you know. That's all I have for you for tonight.
All right. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Paul.
No questions. Thank you, Paul. We will move forward. Move on to some old business. As I said earlier, myself, Gary, and Doug performed the Justice Court audit. Well, it went really well. However, I need to send off a board resolution acknowledging that we did the required examination. So with that in mind, is there any questions on the court audit that myself, Gary, and Doug did?
Did you find any areas for improvement?
Yes, actually, he has not been able to obtain his bank account online. So what we did, myself and Angie went upstairs, printed them out, and I slipped them under the door the next day for him with all his checks that were cashed. And we printed those out because he couldn't get online to obtain them with a new justice coming in the near future. we'll work that out later. And I will just every month slip him his, and he'll have them every month when Angie prints them out at the beginning of the month. So other than that, he was all up to date, just like last year when most of them did it. Remember, we did, I don't can't remember how many we had to do it. But it was still in good accounts. So any questions on that more? Okay. If I can have a motion then to approve that the examination was conducted.
Just I'll make a motion. A second.
All right, Kelly, you got that?
Yep.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstained. Passed because nobody else answered no. So we're going to move on. My mind is starting to get full. I apologize for that. And we'll move on to ARPA funds and reporting them. You know, we talked about this in the past. I did a little bit of research, and the ARPA funding or the reporting of the funds doesn't open till April 1st. So I attempted to go online myself to see if I could get in, to no avail, of course, because it doesn't open till April 1st to report it. I wanted to see how easy or hard it was. And once again, I looked at some past other towns. I've noticed in the newspaper that they have hired a firm. So we're going to go to Turning Stone. I will get on before Turning Stone, see how easy it is. If it's difficult, I will report back to you and let you know what I found. And possibly we could hire LaBarge Group. What I've read in the articles is they do it per capita, basically. I don't know what the amount is because every town is different. If it's a bigger town, they charge per capita. So I've not contacted them yet because if it's easy, I can do it myself.
They have the class up there too.
Right, and that's why I said, and I'm waiting, but I at least tried to get on and I couldn't get on until April 1st. So it's something that I'm looking at once again, but it's there. So just so you're aware that we're going to try to do what's best and not just, you know, take an easy way out. Any questions on the ARPA funds and reporting them? We still have our ARPA funds. We have not used any. And it's $206,000. And once again, we just have to be cautious, as just because we have it doesn't mean we want to just throw it away. So
yep.
We got to be a little leery of how we spend those funds. And if we do, you know, $5 here and $5 here and $5 here,
it's a lot of record keeping.
It's a lot, not only record keeping, because they're all in their own little fund, but now it's reporting. And that's why we really have to find out how difficult it is to report. And I'm sure all the other towns are having the same problem. Is that correct, Paul? All the other towns in reporting, nobody's, because it doesn't open until April 1st.
Yeah.
So they really don't know what it is this year. And you only have to report once a year unless you're above the threshold, which we're not.
And not only that, because nobody's done it, nobody can share knowledge about
it. Right. Yes. And that's what I found over the last couple of weeks. So it's been looked at. So we'll move on with that then. Merrill Park and the repavement. Kelly, as of this morning, has not received anything from Merrill Park. I mean, we gave them till when? The end of April?
April
12th to get bids in. We don't have any.
We put in both papers.
And we put them in both papers. So we're waiting. The snow hit, so I don't know if people are just now slowed up with it. We can always extend that if need be. But if anybody knows anybody, please mention it to them that we are accepting bids to repave the tennis and basketball courts and to reseal the parking lot and stripe both, I believe. Yep. So any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. The Merrill Park LED conversion and the NYSERDA grant. As I said earlier, myself and Doug Houghton went over there with Mark from the LED conversion guy. I spoke with him this week. He's going to get me bids by the beginning of next week. For those poles, we decided we needed two poles, I believe, Doug, and lights, one to go towards the tennis courts, one to go towards the playground equipment, and one
basketball court.
One and some, yeah, so there's going to be lights right there. So we'll have existing lights to better light up the area in front of the grass area. Okay. And if you guys received the letter from NYSERDA, you can see that the great news, we have received $5,000. I am waiting for those quotes to come in so I can add it to the initial quotes we had. And whatever is left over, we will have to cover. But until we receive those bids, I can't even report it because I don't have them yet. So once I receive them, we have 3 months in order to finish completing the grant. And 2 weeks later, after I get the paperwork in, they cut us a check for the $5,000. So I'm in process doing that as well. So, but we do have $5,000 coming to cover our lighting and our LED conversions instead of us spending it like we thought. So we got, that's a bonus. We got $5,000 to the good.
Yep. Nice.
So we're doing good with that. I just have to do more work once I obtain that. Any questions for me on that? Okay, we will move on then. Everybody knows that we signed the village lease at our joint meeting for those that were not here. We signed it. They changed some wording in it. We agreed to the wording. It just gives us a 14-day notice. We were protecting ourselves for 14 days to agree or disagree with their determination on what to do if we lost a key. I mean, I think if we lost one key, I don't think we need to change the locks and replace all the keys. So that's where we come into a discussion, but it gives us that area in the lease to cover it. And keys, I spoke with Tasia yesterday morning about the keys that they agreed to give our counselors, and she will try to get them next week, but I am on it, just so you're aware. I don't have the keys for you this evening, but they are coming. Okay. Just so you're aware, it's still something else I'm working on, and we will get to it. Any questions on the village lease or keys? Great. We move forward. And I just want to thank the village as well for working through this. You know, it was a give and take, and we got it done. So it's all working well. I'm going to move on to the village or the employee handbook. I know we talked last time. I personally think we should do this at a workshop again. However, it is up to you guys if you want to continue working on that employee handbook or do a workshop. And for Richard and that was not here, we started going over our employee handbook, and we got through approximately 10 pages and stopped in one of those workshops. And we're just going to have to continue on if we so choose. With that in mind, like I said,
that was back quite a while ago.
Yeah, it was 2011. We did it, I think. Yes. So we're going to go through it. We're still working on some things. Like I said, it's been since 2011.
Yeah, finding a lot of stuff in there. We don't even have people here that applies to, you know, as far as full-time employees. And
So it's going to be a work in progress. But once again, I looked through everything again. I do not have one that is on file anywhere in my computer. I cannot find it anywhere. So it may have been typed up back in 2011 before it was even added to a computer. Kelly looked, she could not find anything she had other than the paper copies like everything was. So with that being said, somebody's got to scan it or type it. Once we get it complete, it's just going to be a work.
Scanning would be a lot faster than typing.
Right. If somebody has the capability of doing that.
We don't have that here in this entire building.
Just if anyone has Apple products, you can usually scan text into a text document.
Right.
You hold the phone over it, it'll pick the text up and put it right in a text document that you can edit.
And then put it on the computer.
See where I'm a little bit behind on that one. Okay. It's out in public. I have a flip phone still. So I.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
We will be working on that, like I said, once we get it completed, and we'll get there. So with that in mind, are we all in agreement? Just do that at a workshop.
Yep.
We will continue working on a workshop. Any old business off the floor? Great. That is good. That means I brought everything up and didn't miss something. Yeah. That's what I always think.
Or we're all just forgetful.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have a minute, I'd have the answer for
sure.
Novak's there. Okay, according to the tax roll, which is broken down into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sections, there are a grand total of 1,485 properties in the town. 1,375 of those are actual outright taxables. 12 of them are special franchise fees. They pay directly to the county, and then I have to try and update my records to make it work. So 22 of them are utilities, like National Grid, Verizon, Intel Fibers, OESBA, cell phone tower. Three of them are ceilings, railroads, CSX. Let's see. And 73 properties are wholly exempt.
So that 73?
That could be any kind of
church, school,
church, school, fire company.
73 is a lot.
Yeah, it is. The town building, the
building. Yeah, the town, any municipal building, stuff like that.
I just can't even imagine 73 properties like that.
Tree farms.
And it's like 50%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, 1,485.
Wow. So 1,485 taxable properties.
Interesting. No, 1,375 taxable properties.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
But the special franchise people, they do pay at county, but I have to deduct when county lets me know how when they've paid. I have to try and take off like Time Warner is a special franchise fee. They're the only ones that get. I have to put their numbers in the computer to make it come out so they pay. And then I have to try and, as part of my reconciliation process, give a second check to county for franchise fees.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks. All right, we will move on. Seeing as there is no old business, we'll move on to new business. Department audits. We did this last year. I would like to do it this year as well. I spoke with Laird today while he was up in my office, and he is willing to do one department again. And my suggestion is to rotate his expertise. So instead of doing mine, which he already did last year, then we'll move him to the tax collector or the clerk, and the court we've already done. So that would be the only other one would be those four.
Yep.
So it's up to us to choose. I assume maybe the town clerk we could do with Laird and the tax collector and myself, two of you guys could perform, seeing as I can't do my own.
Right.
And that way we just kind of rotate Laird over the next 4 years. And after that, we would get a better handle to do it ourselves. There is $1,000 in our budget line to cover audits. So that was covered for Laird. And last year, I think Laird was 200 or something. So it was fairly, and it was the bigger one, which would be my office.
Saved us 20 grand, right?
Yeah, correct. And it's just something that we can perform. And like I said, those big audits of the $20,000, we can do that every 5 or 7 years. And we could, you know, you're going to spend that money. You just budget that 1 year, but that way you don't have to do it. And it gives the counselors a better understanding how things work here inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you guys, like I said, whichever place you want to do, but then I would also, let's start there. Which one would you guys like to do first?
I'm okay with the clerk.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will have Laird do the clerk. And then I just need a motion to hire Laird to do that.
I'll move to hire Laird to do that.
Robin and then Doug. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Okay. So Laird is going to do the clerk. We need somebody in the next couple months, two of you to do my office. We have those same sheets from the comptrollers that Laird used last year. Anybody do it with Laird last year?
Yeah.
We did.
Okay. So you did mine with Laird last year? No?
Did we?
That's what I'm
trying to remember whose we did. I just remember doing it with
them. We did the justice. All of us did it. I know Doug Houghton did the tax collector and clerk last year with Trudy.
Yeah, I think we did.
Trudy. Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
You may have done mine with Laird.
Well, would we have access to last year's?
Yep.
So what do you want to do it again? This time we'll have our old paperwork to go to follow like as a direction.
Right.
So
and then we'll do it on our own.
Yep. Robin and Gary will do my office.
Yep.
I need two to do the tax collector, which is a real easy one. You did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Richard.
Yeah.
And you. Okay. That will be good. We'll do the tax. Okay. All right. And because I don't want to have more than three people at a meeting, I will stay out of the way. I may pop in real quick, but I will not, unless you come and ask me a question. We'll stay out of it, and that will be good. We won't.
Do we have an idea when we'll be performing these?
You guys can, you two can get together and get a hold of Kevin, Richard, and Richard and Doug can get a hold of Kevin, and you and Robin get a hold of Kelly. I will get you the sheets.
We're getting a hold of you.
Well, you can get a hold of Kelly because I don't want to be involved in it. You can just set it up with her. You don't have to go through me.
Oh, okay.
It'll be her at her lead, you know, when she can do it. Like I said, I can pop in or out if it need be. So.
Yeah,
Larry. Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
So I said we're getting a hold of you.
Me, yes, my office. I had clerk in there. I had clerk above it. I'm sorry, because I had Larry to do the clerk in my little notes here. So clerk was above Robin and Gary, but it was off to the side. My apologies. Okay. Any other questions on the departmental audits? Great. We're moving forward again. The NYMA recommendations, I should have placed these into your boxes.
What does it look like?
It looks like that.
The Jenkins thing?
Yes. Okay. Attached with that, if you notice.
I did notice.
These are the what they recommend repairing or changing. And the writing is from me as to how we are going to move this forward. Most of these were in the highway garage. And I spoke with George concerning all of these. He is currently working on most of them. And if you noticed, I gave them
completed, time. Pending, not completed, and then time. Yep.
Yeah. So if you notice in my reply, 2 months, 3 months, most of them will be taken care of. And I will get a hold of George because most of them are just simple things. I know that the guys were working on doing a sign, getting a whole list of all the signs we have in the town, because when they don't reflect well, that is where we could come up with a lawsuit. Because so-and-so, I couldn't see the road, or if they're missing. So they are working on that. But the one thing that I could not handle with George was the highway garage needs a fire alarm installed.
Okay.
But before we move on with that, is there any questions on the other items that I have told him about?
No, I think it's all pretty straightforward.
That's what I was hoping, but you never know. There may be questions as to, you know.
What are we going to do about the fire alarm?
Well, in our next thing, I have to place bids for alarm system. There we go.
Question answered.
Yes. But before we do that, no other questions on anything we've done before. Okay, great. So when I was speaking with Henry, there was a town up north, and for the life of me, I cannot remember which town, but an alarm system approximately maybe like $4,000. So what I'm asking for is just put this out the bid, see what they come in as, we discuss it, and then we hopefully have enough money. We should have enough money to handle that alarm system for $4,000 in his garage.
Yeah.
You know, his garage account. But I just need a motion to put this out to bid. We all agree with it.
Motion that we put it out to bid.
Okay. And we'll just have the alarm system come in and tell us what they think we need. I'm not going to spec it out and guess. So right. At least then we'll.
That's the only
other
business.
Right. The only other item also with most of those is that it comes with like a $30 a month charge or fee to monitor it. And we'll get that in the whole bid system when we put out the bid. So Doug made the motion. Did I have a second?
A second.
Gary, second. All those in favor of putting this out to bid?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion passes to put the alarm system at the highway garage up for bid. Would you like that in one paper, two papers? we run into that because normally the Queen Central we put in, and for the bigger items we put out in the Oswego County weeklies. But it's up to you guys, you know, when we go that extra mile if you want to. What is the price of that, Kelly?
What's that?
To put it in Oswego County.
Depends on how many words.
Approximate, a guesstimate.
I think the park resurfacing, I think that was like $60.
$60. So it's up to you guys how far you want to go with this. What's that?
That should be cheaper than that. Say even $50.
I would put it in both.
Jim, it's on the price is on the abstract. You guys have in front of you. One's Johnson and the other one's Camden.
Yeah, they're up here, but
I would just do both.
Yeah. All those in favor of doing
aye.
Both?
Aye.
Okay, we're all gonna put them in both, Kelly. All right, so that is taken care of. Next is to approve a new Parish Fire Company member. Before me tonight, I have this from the chief. What we're looking to do is approve Kenneth O'Neill III as a restrictive active member. All those.
Negative.
What's that?
Negative member.
Well,
secretary, write the wrong receipt. He's like 30 years old. I'm pretty sure he's back up between 16 and 18 year old.
Okay,
well, there we go.
Thank you, Jay. Hey, I can only go by what I have here in front of me, which is why I'm glad you're here.
And that is obviously didn't pay attention, so I just signed it.
So he's an active member. Any questions or discussion on Mr. O'Neill?
No, I approve.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed and abstained. There you go, Chief. Kenneth is approved.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Who made the motion? I did.
Who made the motion?
Who seconded it?
I did.
Robin did.
Pay attention.
I probably didn't, but I just made it up. Okay, we're going to move on. You all set, Kelly? Okay, great. Thank you. We're going to approve constables, or I would like to approve some constables. Mike Wood came into my office last week, and Herb Hawker is retiring, one of our long-time constables. He would like to replace him with Peter Kelly. Okay, and that way Peter will take up Herb Hawker's spot. We also have an empty vacant spot that was vacant at the beginning of the year in our organizational meeting. And in our budget, we allowed the money to cover one more constable to go to school, if you remember or recall that. Mm-hmm. It cost $1,600. It is in our budget in the contractual line for the constables. And he would like to send Rusty Hoffbauer to school. Any discussions or questions concerning those?
None.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve both of the constables and what they're going to
move.
One to cover.
Aye.
Herb. Aye. Opposed. Abstained. Motion passes. Sorry, guys. I just want to make sure this one's correct because it is an employee or two employees. Okay, informative. Did you get that, Kelly?
Yep.
Great. Informative. Staples. I was contacted by Staples, and I sat down and discussed this with one of the representatives, and it is only informative. We use another company currently. And what I found was because Staples actually has many items that are technically on like a contract or on governmental contract, we save a lot of money by using Staples. So for the past month for my office, I ordered some items. They were received within a couple of days and we just haven't been billed yet. So I want to go through my office first to see how well it works. And then I will inform the other departments. But just so we're aware, for example, paper at Staples was $29.54. the same item at the other company was $101 for the same exact item. Okay, and you guys can look at that if you wish. I couldn't believe it either, but because it was on New York State contract, it took care of it. Post-it notes, $8. And the other company was $17.99.
So it's like 50%.
It's a big hence I purchased the same exact item, $8.39 for a pack of them. I purchased them for $4.20. Just so we're aware that once I make sure that it is good, I will push it on to the other departments. I also ordered the highway. George approached me and I got them much better hand towels and much better toilet paper at a large discount. And they were happy with that. So
awesome.
That's what we're doing. We're working on saving money. And that is a huge
thing. They have our account, right?
They have my account. Yeah. I get online and I just click and it comes within 2 days.
Cool.
And the paper was the big one. The paper was a huge discount. So, and it is, like I said, she told me a lot of items. What I do is I go on there, make sure it's in contract. And then I go to the other company that we use. And if they don't carry it, I choose the other company. For example, Kelly was in dire need of a chair. It wasn't in the contractual bid. So we purchased a chair for Kelly at the other one. And there's, you know, we're just looking to save money. So.
Yep.
They have a catalog.
Staples? Nobody really has.
Just online.
Online, yeah. But like I said, you can type up anything, but you have to be signed in to get the contractual price. And so that's what I do. I just go and look and see the savings.
Pen ever.
What's that?
Smoothest pen.
Zebras.
Ever. Whatever.
You're just talking. You weren't talking out of experience.
I'm talking nonsense.
Okay. So any questions on that?
No.
Good deal.
All right. So we will continue that. I know we talked last meeting about New York class, and I know the board asked me to find how it was.
I was just wondering about that and making myself a note.
And safety wise, and I should have sent you the email.
I did, and that was great information. Thank you.
So if it's informative and you guys approve it again, I'm just going to have a motion to cover, you know, everything so that I can start moving monies when I can to see what we can do to start earning some more interest. Like I said, the interest rate when she sent that last email, what was it? 4.49?
Yeah, it was just under 5%.
Which is outrageous.
It is.
And so we will be saving lots of money. It will come in that way instead of sitting in our local bank. We're still going to keep our bank because that's where I will deposit and send money, but I'll be able to transfer in one day. I'll be able to transfer monies if need be.
Right.
So with your approval, I would still like to have it to make sure that everybody is here now.
I approve.
And approve New York class. I just need a motion for that.
I'll move. Let Richard move.
Richard moved.
And I seconded.
Robin seconds. All those in favor of using New York class again?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Thank you. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure it was clear before I did anything. We will move on to the old home day. When we were at the joint meeting, I believe, Jackie approached me and they are looking for volunteers for a dunking booth at Old Home Day.
I'll do it if Gary does it.
I can't swim though, but Gary,
you don't have to swim.
Yeah, sure.
But I told Jackie I would bring it up to you guys. If it's 100 degrees out, I will do it. If it's 30,
you'll do it.
I won't even show up. But last year it was about 100. And that dunking booth would have been good.
So,
and I'm sure there would be lots of people that are willing to dunk us. So,
be fun.
But I just need. Robin says yes. Gary says yes.
You say yes.
I will do it as well.
Always looking up, wondering if she's.
No, it'll be more.
Is beer involved?
Yeah, they're gonna fill it with beers.
No, I don't think they serve beer. No. Gary, Robin, and myself. Okay. Yes, I volunteered. All right, we will move on then. the standard work day. I need approval, and I have a written motion here for us to approve. This is what's done with the town, our standard work day for the bookkeeper and payroll clerk.
That resolution on the top said both the standard work day and the
You mean the ROA and the timekeeping system?
Yeah, but it's on the top of the resolution. It says standard work day and something else. They're doing together.
You mean the be it resolved one?
I see that. No, the other one. The other one. No, where's the other one?
That's what. This is what you gave me last week.
Can you just hold on that one?
Yep.
Go on and I'll go grab that.
Okay. Just want to make sure the wording is correct.
Work day in.
Yeah, reporting. It's not written in there, though. It's right on the sheet. You mean this one? Shall we? Yeah.
Can I see it? Both of those.
Both of which, I'm sorry. Right. So I just have to read this, which is what we wrote. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yes, we are in agreement. So if we approve this, I'm going to make the motion to do this. And then I can read it, and then we'll just ask for a second anyways. Be resolved that the town of Parrish, location code 30195, hereby establishes the following standard work days for these titles and will report the officials to the New York State and local retirement based on the record of activities. Okay. So what this does, our minimum is bookkeeper at 6 hours and payroll clerk at 6 hours. That is the minimum we can do anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a formality, but then Kelly has to post it and put it on the board for 30 days. And it's just because Angie elected to go into the New York State retirement system. And both of these were not included in the ones that were done maybe 10 years ago. So is there any questions on that? Can I have a second to approve that motion?
I'll second that.
Richard seconded that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I did. Opposed? Abstained. Fantastic. Little formality that must be done, and now Kelly can do her part and post it and then report it to the New York State retirement system. Okay, the letter concerning wildlife management area, or the WMMA. Sounds like a wrestling.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wrestling place. You guys should have received this letter. Richard, I think I put it in your box.
Yes, you did.
Great. It just got to me yesterday. I hope you looked it over. I agree with everything that's written. I don't want to add anything, subtract anything,
it's unless
you
guys come up.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys have any other additions, subtractions?
Okay.
All those in favor of me signing this form?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained.
It's about time it happened.
Yeah, well, we're trying.
No, it's not happening. We're saying, hey.
It's
about time.
Yeah, and I'm sending this letter out, and we'll see if they do it. Paul, any word on them doing it?
No, just that the effort is gathering with all the affected communities.
I know
two parties that are on that letter. And if you could send a copy to Tug Hill, we'd like to have a copy as well.
Yes, I am sending it directly tomorrow. Actually Monday, once it's approved, to Katie. I'll be sending it to you and her.
Very good.
All right. Oh, geez. Yeah, I did.
I second.
Gary seconded it. Sorry about that again.
We worked on this, John Dunn, probably 14 years ago.
When Clara was here.
She started, but I don't think she went through the right channels.
No, I don't either.
Kept it knocked down in the house.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on then.
on that.
Okay. Reserve accounts. As you guys know, we approved the fund balance policy. I don't know if Richard was here. Did I ever place one in your box?
No.
Fund balance policy.
Nope.
Okay. I apologize for that. But I will get you one. And just to bring Richard up to speed, the fund balance policy has been required from the comptroller's office for many, many audits.
Yep.
Never been done. And basically, in a nutshell, what the fund balance policy does, it allows us to put a certain amount into each fund, yeah, whether it be the general fund, the highway fund, outside the village, inside the B, and the, you know, DA. Every fund has a certain amount we're going to save.
But you can only save a certain amount in each fund, right?
Right. And what we did, and in the fund balance policy, there's parameters. Because what the government has now changed probably since 10 years ago,
yeah,
they allow you to save what you think is reasonable.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And so what we did is we came up, and I cannot remember the numbers, and I'm sorry, I don't have that with me, but basically in between 20 and 30%.
Yeah.
So we don't have to change every year. If it's within that gap for the general fund, that is what number we'll have. When it goes under it, we have to do something about it in next year's budget or whatever the supervisor wishes. And if it goes above it, we can take monies out and put them into reserve accounts.
Okay.
So right now, just for an instance, if we set the number at 300,000 and there's 500,000 in there, we can take that $200,000 that's extra and put it into reserve accounts, which is what the comptroller's office wants you to do.
Yeah.
Because they want you to tell the taxpayers that you have extra monies and this is where you're going to place them.
Yeah.
And so the 300 is saved for emergencies. And for example, the highway fund, if we have a bad winter, there may be $100,000 sitting in there, yeah, that we can now use that fund balance for to cover our bad winter,
yeah,
where we would lose it. So we would have that in that account, that amount. Same thing with the DB account. Except the DB account, in a nutshell, we took it and we're going to save half of whatever we have in the funds, CHIPS funds.
Yep.
So we can cover ourselves to do it until we get one in June. Like, we want to start paving early, we got to pay the bills with something.
Yep.
And because they wash each other out in the budget, we have to have that somewhere to pay for those early. So if he wants to start, you know, paving in May, we, yep, can get it into CHIPS and hopefully get it back in time.
Yeah.
And if not, it will go into December's and then we'll get it done. But at least we have, yep, half of the amount there before even taxes come in to cover it.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's what the fund balance is. I will get you that policy.
Yep.
And like I said, I will bring you up to speed with any other questions you have. Okay. I can be there tomorrow if you wish, or on Monday or whatever. But getting back to reserve accounts, there's only certain items that you can reserve. And there's different ways you can reserve them. And it gets very wordy and lengthy. And what I would like to do is not discuss it this evening. But once again, put it into the workshop with the employee handbook again.
Yep.
We have to do it because, like I said, we have those extra monies. Once I get it set, the number, we'll have the number we can move over.
Yep.
And once again, at the end of the year, if your expenditures are lower and you have more revenues, we have that extra that normally just goes into fund balance. Then at the end of the year, we can say, hey, I'm going to take that $30,000, for example, and we'll put it into these reserve accounts. And we may have three or four per fund.
Yep.
But once again, with reserve funds, and I'll show you later, certain ways you can only do certain things. If you get real, in a nutshell, if you get real specific, we have to bring it to a public referendum or another option. There's another step. And then when you spend them, it's different for each type, specific and type based reserve funds. And we'll get into that.
Okay.
But just, it gets lengthy, and just like the fund balance policy, it takes a while to understand.
Yep.
But that's what we will work on at our next meeting when we choose whichever one. I just wanted you guys to be aware that working on it, and we'll get to it quickly. And it's not, that's never been done either. So
right.
We will move forward with that. Okay. Good. Any new business off the floor that I have forgotten in this lengthy agenda?
There was a lot of email traffic in regard to replacing the judge.
Correct.
And I noticed it's not on the agenda. And
okay.
Any movement on that or?
No, because we don't know when the judge is leaving exactly yet. Right. I believe he's putting his house up for sale soon. Could be this week.
So he's going for sure.
He sells his house. Once again, if he sells his house, remember the discussion we had. Right. And I know Richard wasn't here. We can bring him up to speed on that. But our justice is leaving.
Yeah.
He's selling his.
He hasn't been ever.
I know. So he's going out of state.
Yeah.
And originally in our meeting, he said August. And so we're trying to prepare for that. And what started that email was Jack sent me an email and I forwarded that on because he looked into it, but he didn't realize that I already had a letter from Lori,
right?
Which I just wanted him to know that we've already looked into this. And here's the information I got from Lori at AOT. And that's why I passed it on to you guys. So as it gets closer and we hear a little more, we know what we can do and what we can't do, as well as Kelly, did you have something on that?
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Sorry we didn't have anything for you, but it's good.
Yeah, that's good. We'll make up for it next month.
No, yeah. Okay.
We have to go through the judicial system unit by court system, and you can ask for assistance from a neighboring town.
Right.
But then they will give you the guidelines.
So when it gets a little closer, Devin can contact them and have somebody else come in if we need somebody temporarily. And that's why I know you brought up.
It was just a person that was interested. Right,
that was interested, yes. And so that's, we got to be leery of what we do. And that's why it's up for discussion that you brought it up. Any more on your gentleman?
No. I was just curious because I noticed the email traffic. And I didn't know in my absence if I had missed something.
Right. Nope. We didn't do anything with it. Like I said, it's informative just so we can think about it.
Okay.
Well, you're going to need somebody that already knows how to do it.
Well, Lori's email was pretty simple.
Yeah.
If we have to point somebody, if not, we have the backup plan. Right. That we can bring somebody in from another town if we so choose. So we have different options. We just don't know when he's going to go. And that's the hard part. So we can't bring somebody in until he resigns or gives us, a month. I'm going to ask him to please, as soon as he knows, he gets that work in between that and closing to
give
us some time because we have to find somebody or have another court justice come in.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to delay that court where they're backed up for so long.
Right.
Which could happen. If it's a couple of weeks, it's no big deal. But, other than that, it may be a little more difficult.
Response for that court clerk.
Yes, I have that right here. Kelly received
just today.
When we put out the ad for
justice clerk,
a justice clerk, yeah,
she lost her justice clerk,
deputy court,
or deputy court clerk, correct, that she would be willing to come in. So I will pass this on to Devin because we do have $1,000 in line for a deputy. So I will pass that on. Kelly, can you send me this email or just send it to Devin? All right. If you pass it on to me, I will definitely pass it on to him. Like I said, Kelly just got this morning. And
I got it. Actually, got 11:20.
I will pass it on, but there is somebody that may be interested in that position.
That has experience,
and maybe they will step up even and do another court. So we're working on a whole bunch of things because the justice appoints their own clerk, as we all know.
Yep.
Once again, it never ends. All right, we will continue moving on. Any other new business off the floor? All right, I do have one more item then, if nobody else does. This was given to me there was a question on posting salaries, correct, Kelly?
Yes.
This is such a big, this was just handed me this today too when I walked in. And in New York town law, the notice shall specify the proposed salaries of each member of the town board, an elected town clerk, and elected town superintendent of highways. So that has to be put with our budget according to town law 108. Just for informative.
But only the elected.
But only the elected, right? An elected town clerk. It's only these positions.
Only their set salary.
Correct. So it is a elected town clerk, elected town superintendent of highways, and the member of each town board. And it's the proposed salaries of each member, according to this town law.
When you advertise the budget.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's what we're doing. So, and I can't remember where.
No other
members of anybody does.
No others, like stipends or anything.
Right. No others. Okay. All right. That's where I couldn't remember the clarification we were looking for. So that is just a piece of information that wanted to be placed out there, I guess.
Who requested that?
It was a question. I can't even remember where the question was. So
the person sent you a request?
No, this wasn't. So this is just informative for everybody to know.
So somebody sent in a request without signing it?
No, it was not a request. They just handed me the town law and I just wanted to clarify.
So who handed you the town law to clarify?
Kelly did. I did.
Oh.
Because it was questioned at a board meeting.
Gotcha. Now I understand.
Right. Yes. It was not an email or like right, I said, right. It was in writing and unfortunately handed to me. So I'm passing that on. Okay, we will move on. So no other new business then. All right, approval of the bills. I placed in your mailbox the monthly report for January. Angie has been working hard on the AUD and needed assistance. And I apologize for that. We will get you February's next month, but you do have January's, the report of the supervisor.
It says January.
On the agenda, but she couldn't get to it today. She didn't think the odd would take that long. Yes, just January, Kelly. Okay. So forget February. We'll table that one till next time. Any questions on my supervisor's report for January? Like I said, we're still clearing up 22. And we had Laird come in. Thank you to Tug Hill. We still had some time available. So Laird came in via Tug Hill. Did not cost us a penny to assist our bookkeeper in preparing the odd. We started out with, what did we start this morning with? Approximately 9 red flags were areas that they would not accept our odd, the comptroller's office. And we're down to 1 as Laird left today at 2. So that's awesome. So we're down to 1. And once again, for anybody that doesn't know bookkeeping in the municipal area, very difficult. And unfortunately, we have to get people that have no experience other than being a bookkeeper or part bookkeeper. So it's kind of on the job training, similar to this office, but we do the best we can and we continue to learn. So after that, I need a motion to approve the general fund A to approve vouchers 36 through 54 for $22,766.55.
I'll move.
Robin? Gary?
Second.
Or Doug? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carried. I now need a motion to approve the highway fund vouchers 28 through 43 for $24,627.35.
I'll move.
Richard?
Second.
Doug Houghton, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion also carries. All right.
Robin Hood.
Next, workshops. We have advertised for, before and after our meetings. You guys choose which one you would like to discuss, the employee handbook and the reserve funds.
I would like to make a request.
Go ahead.
I would really rather not do April 13th.
Okay. So you'd like to do it next week?
I would prefer next week. I will not be here April 13th, I guess is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I won't be here the 23rd.
Okay. Would you like to move this item I mean, if everybody wants to be here, it doesn't have to be here. Would you like to move it somewhere the following month, the after our April meeting? I didn't go all three.
Yeah, the 27th is okay.
So April 27th? Because like I said, these items aren't a big, huge hurry.
Right. I'll have to ask Isabel.
Do you think? I just heard a bark. She said yes.
Yes.
All right. April
27th
at 6:30? Or would you guys... 6:30 we advertise for, so we have to stick with it. Okay. Thank you. Then we will do, we won't do March 23rd or April 13th. We will wait till April 27th unless something comes up in between. And we will discuss that if it comes up major. The next item is the Tug Hill Conference. To remind everybody, it is April 6th, 7:30 in the morning. And then our next regular meeting is April 20th at 6:30. Any other questions from this meeting? All right, then. I need a motion to adjourn.
Richard?
I'll move.
I'll second.
No,
all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed and abstained. Thank you very much, guys. We got a lot done in an hour and a half. Hour and a half. Good job. Perfect. If we didn't have all these reports,
yeah,
right, Chief?
Yeah.
It indentures a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be smaller a bit.
I can sit here.
I will next month. I won't put the New York State Birdman
part. I don't know who was okay. That? Yeah. That gentleman. Oh my gosh. Who's I just that? Met him last.
Daryl Stevens, he's one of my members.
He
looks familiar.
He lives right here in the village.
He is running for the village.
A write-in.
As a write-in.
Okay.
So anybody in the village?
Poor village.
Yes. Richard, get a hold of me. You think that's why don't we do it next week, huh?
Short, anyway.
If there's anything you got any questions, I'm not gonna. I know you just got home, so.
Yeah. Damn, I'm running.
We'll go. Call me when you have questions. How's that?
You wouldn't want to hear all the calls they give you.
I'm
satisfied with.
Right. I will get you that fund balance policy. I'll put in your mailbox.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just so you're aware of it, and I'm sorry I didn't put it there.
For the next 5 or 6 weeks, I got a treatment time once every week, at least.
All right.
I always got 15 doctor's appointments for sure. I must do so.
The golden years, I keep telling
you. Yeah, I love them. Yeah. See you later.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.